You were remembered, of course, for your great hitting, but behind the plate, a lot of people don't realize this, you were the first catcher to use a protective helmet in the field.
I had a bad temper, 66. I wasn't supposed to make outs, especially when guys threw a pitch I was supposed to hit. We had a concrete floor, and I'd throw the helmet down, I'd break it, and it cost $35 to replace it. So here I am having to spend $35. I kept getting these foul tips on top of my hat because they wanted you to bend low. So he kept bouncing these things right off the top of my head. And then I throw, and the mask, the elastic had been stretched out. You throw in that little bar on the side, would hit you and cut your nose. One day I saw Sherm Lawler. He had had a concussion. He had to wear a helmet. And I'm thinking, man, if I turn this helmet around, I don't throw it anymore. I put the helmet on, I put the mask on, and the mask didn't move. Now when a foul ball hit me in the mask, it didn't jar as much. When I threw to second base, it didn't go sideways. And I said, man, this is it. This is the way to do it. Of course, it became standard now for everybody.
You popularized catching one-handed. Sometimes we think everybody did that, but you started that.
Well, I broke my thumb twice. I said, man, this isn't working. I got to get this thumb stuck somewhere else. I think Randy Hundley was doing some one-handed catching, and Elston Howard had used this glove. So I grabbed this glove. I had 15 pass balls my first year, and I didn't have any the second year because I learned to catch every ball my way, the best way, the only way. People squat differently. People think they got to get into a catcher stance one way. No, you got to squat down like you can naturally so your body's natural, so you have balance. Then you learn to catch everything that's thrown at you. Then I took padding out of the glove so I could be softer so I could do sweep tags. I keep my right hand down to my side. I didn't break my thumb again. Didn't break another finger on my throwing hand.
Do you think that today's game itself is different from when you were playing?
No. It's just money that causes agents and people and attitudes. They don't need the press. They don't have to work with the press. And the press really doesn't really care about working with them. They'd love to get a story, but a headline, some fashion, will get them the credit. They'll write the story. And people will send it all over the country. You know, it's not about great game, 2-for-4 today, had 2 assists, he did this. No, that's not what you read. People want to know everybody else's business. They want their life to feel like they've got something going on in their life that'll keep them involved and interested. And so the negativity of it all sometimes is beyond me. So you still appreciate those guys like Vin Scully, who still does broadcasting, and Milo Hamilton, those people that have been great throughout the years.